If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. We want to apologize for not having an episode out the last couple weeks, and it's a little bit of a serious matter that me and Nick don't really like to talk publicly about, but we suffer from a chronic condition where we just suck. We just suck in really an unapologetic way, and I wish there was really an excuse for not having an episode out for weeks, but there is none. There's excuses like, we kind of had trouble setting up one night, and I was kind of like, "Hey, you want to do this 3 weeks from now?" Essentially, is how it went. And we suck. It's caused a lot of issues in my life. Namely, it's brought me here to having to do a podcast. So, I mean,
that's why we're doing a podcast about why our dads suck, is because we suck, and we're looking for another way of, you know,
kind of
shift that blame. Yeah.
Shift the blame. And I love people talk about suck Americans. I mean, it's a real problem. Like when they're talking about what do you want to do with your life in school, and I almost wanted to raise your hand in the back and be like, "Well, what do you do if you suck?" You know, what happens in the unfortunate event? I don't think I'm very much good at, quite frankly, anything. I don't even, you know.
Well, when that happened to me, they just said, "Go to community college and figure it out," which means you go to community college, and then you just try to figure out a way to sell weed efficiently.
I think that's all they were saying. Like, go to community college and, and figure it out is slang for buy a scale in and out.
Yeah, hopefully you figure out how to sell drugs and not get caught. That's what figure
right,
it out means.
Which you won't do because you're at community college.
But so, we're here, baby. We're here.
We did it. Yeah.
And we're going to be back. I mean, you know. It's
we're
crazy times. 2020, we have...
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that happened.
So much
okay?
shit.
Yeah.
Racial injustice.
But not to... don't bring up that as a reason we didn't have a pod. Don't act like we were fighting in the streets of Kenosha, and that's why we couldn't come out. You're like, "Hey, it's very stressful times. There's a lot of me looking at injustice on my cell phone for a moment before I watch Netflix, and it's stressful. It stresses me out.
I can't
you know?
Record while I'm donating, Kenyon. Okay, you should know that. It takes a lot
you've
of
been
effort.
Spending straight 3 weeks donating is what you're saying.
That's why I don't have any money. I've donated
spent 3 weeks to all of it, to all the causes. Nah, man, it's, yeah, we fucked up, we're back, and how you been,
we
Nick?
Fucked up, we're back. You know, hanging in there. I've been better, you know, I have a couple of announcements.
Yeah, I have been better, I would also say.
But,
definitely, even your best during this is not like, well, it's not a killer day, per se, you know? Not exactly a bright and shiny morning.
I know a lot of people have lost their jobs, and one of those people... persons, there you go, is my weed man. So that's a huge development in my life.
He lost his job selling weed to people?
My weed guy was just like, "Listen," he sent out a blast email, and he was like, "Listen, I can't do this anymore. Coronavirus, too scary." And so
you can tell it's bad when the person who's been taking the risk that throws them in prison, like a felony level risk, is like, "Dude, this is too crazy. Listen, I've been throwing away my life selling drugs, and I have to say, this is too much." whatever small reason I have left in my brain is begging me not to do this. So.
Yeah,
like I'm down to commit a felony, but I don't want to get whatever this is.
Yeah, I was willing to risk 10, 12 years in a federal prison, yeah. But to get this disease, just to give you guys pot, it's not worth it.
The $60, I'm not even gonna call it. In my head now, I'm sort of like, well, I'm like, you could do it safely. Just to my head, I'm like, wouldn't that be great to have like your drug dealer being like, "We're safely delivering you your meth. We're committed. We're wearing masks on our way over to deliver you the poison." You know,
and they're not even medical masks; they're just Halloween masks.
They're just bandanas or whatever the gang is that they're affiliated with.
That's the best mask, guys. I feel like is the bandana look, the straight up like outlaw.
Well, the
from
bandana,
the Wild West.
I feel like, is like you're trying to look like super cool. Where you're like, "I'm being safe," and then tie around it. It's like it's a little unnerving on anybody. I don't know. Especially like nerdy way, it's like, what is this?
I just like seeing, like dads pulling up their bandana to go into like a craft beer store. It's
That's because you could tell they wish they could always go into a craft beer store like that.
Yeah, just coming with their gun straddled.
With the bandana around your face, like you're it's like Red Dead Redemption fucking in IRL. That's what they're doing.
Cosplay. But yeah, I've been I've had to go to the Chicago dispensaries to get my marijuana, and that has been
is there still a fucking long line?
Okay, it's like if you've gone from like making a cup of coffee at your apartment every morning to like going to the most expensive Starbucks in the entire world. Like it's gone from like I'll spend like $40 or whatever to now it's like the same amount of pot, I've got to spend like $90.
Jesus.
And I'm like, they're asking $60.
You think the weed stores are going to be so expensive that like you'll get your life together? Like they're just going to be so expensive that you're like, hey, maybe instead of spending $100 a buck, I think I'm just going to go to the gym. Like you're like, I think I'm just going to start doing push-ups.
Yeah.
Like that's like the governor. That's like their plan. They're like, we'll just make weed so expensive that people will just be like, I think I'm just going to go. I'm going to read more. I don't know.
Unfortunately, that's not how like drug addiction works. I'm just like, well, I guess I get less food. that's how it really works.
You cut the other vitality. You're like, well, if the utilities have to be late for me to be thoroughly high enough to enjoy this TV show, then that's what's going to happen.
But man, if my weed guy said, yeah, it's going to be $65 an eighth, I'm going to be like, who has your daughter, man? Why? What have I got to do?
That's what it was when I was in high school. That's about how much I paid, like $60.
Yeah, because you were in high school and you were dumb, and they knew that they could do that to you.
But even when I got old, that was the price for a while. I mean, it was like an elite, you know. It dropped, I think, when it became more legal and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, but
and it was more.
Now I'm just every hit of weed, I'm like thinking like that was $3. Like I'm not even.
Damn.
It's like gotten in my way of enjoying it because I'm just like, yep, that joint. That's $15. There you go.
Yeah,
and now I'm just high and broke and like thinking about it. It's not good.
No, you start doing heroin to ease the pain of how much your weed costs.
Yeah. What do you have going on? What are your announcements?
Announcements.
That was my big announcement.
What are we gonna plug dates? I'll be performing in a park in front of people that don't want to be there at some point in the future. I applied to try to do stand up in the back of a pickup truck, so things are going swimmingly. I've just been hanging out, man. I've just hanging out here, girlfriends. Things are cool. I was recently thinking about because my dad would always say the phrase like, "Well, I don't really believe in marriage." And we always were like, yeah, we can tell. We can tell, you know.
Yeah.
You're the one doing
it. It's not a thing you've got to.
An affair speaks louder than 1,000 words, you know. And it was also just sort of like, well, I don't want the government coming in between me and what I have with somebody. And I'm like, okay, so you're fine. Totally, you don't mind the government coming in there, but you totally don't mind the Hooters waitress coming in between what you have with somebody else. You're just like, you just don't like the regulation. You know, you're just like a sexual libertarian. That's what it is. And he even wrote my uncle,
exactly
his uncle.
Exactly like being like.
You know what you're saying?
No, go ahead. Shit.
I was saying, so my uncle, his uncle was getting married and he wrote him a letter about, most people are like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't make it. My dad went, I can't go because I don't believe in marriage. Because I don't believe in what you're doing, which is a hilarious thing for a person who is currently married to say. For someone to be like, hey, I would never watch another man make the same mistake I'm currently embroiled in. It was just such an insane. I couldn't tell if that was like the ultimate excuse to go. That'd be like, you know, hey, you want to come out to this restaurant? I don't believe in going to restaurants, those fucking dens of sin. You piece of shit. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. It's kind of the ultimate excuse on any sort of event.
Yeah.
I'm actually very much against what you're doing, so I can't go. So it gets my code of ethics.
I like the image of him like having the kids come sit on the couch. He puts on a 9/11 conspiracy movie, and then he's just like, yeah, I don't really believe in marriage. And you're like, yeah, yeah.
I don't believe 9/11 happened, and I don't believe that your mother and I are soulmates in that order, all right? So.
And he's talking to his brother, and he's like, listen, tell Karen she is great, but I think marriage is basically theft.
Yeah, if you,
she's
I'm not going to go.
She can
I'm not going to go watch you sign yourself into indentured slavery for 20 years and make the same mistake I did.
Also, that's nah, I'm not going to get a driver's license. I don't want the government getting in between what I have with this car. Right?
Yeah, it's like it's just it's also like a fun party you threw. I don't understand. It's a big you fucking day, you know?
Yeah, it's all the people that you want to invite getting drunk around you celebrating.
Yeah, it's not exactly a nightmare. I wouldn't say, like, besides the bill, it's like kind of a generally a fun time. I would just say I wouldn't believe in any commitments that my dad was involved in either, you know? I mean, anything that involves my dad, I would be like, yeah, that's a no-go. That's a no-starter.
Oh, that's funny. I've been, because you know the coronavirus is just...
Seems to be continual and ever longing.
Yeah, it's
not
really
going
thrown
away.
To put it lightly, to put it lightly, it's, yeah, thrown a curveball into your summer plans. So,
dude, I just realized it was summer like yesterday. Because for me, the weather has just been like a thing that I've noticed while I was throwing the trash away outside. I was like, oh, it's hot now. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then I kind of
like a
realized,
screensaver on your window.
Yeah, I'm just sort of like, that's kind of, because I just live indoors, basically. And then I was like, oh, it's August. I was like, oh, the summer is not only occurring, it's almost over. Like, the cold, barren hell is upon us. So I'm trying to enjoy it more.
Honestly, I can't wait, because then that's when I'm going to take quarantine so seriously when it becomes winter.
Oh, because there's literally no reason to go outside. Because that's what I do when it's cold outside anyway. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not going to go out there. You know,
the only way I would leave is for my job and comedy, both of which are restricted to
very,
in my
very
apartment.
Much up in the air. Very much could end at any moment. But,
yeah, both are very much in the air. That's true. But I've been going to my buddy's cabin just to like.
That's
just
great.
To
yeah,
give
I'm going
to
the lake house the next 2 weekends and just trying to enjoy the outdoor. My girlfriend's mom has one, so we're gonna go out just enjoy it. Really just kind of store happiness like a squirrel for the winter while I can.
Yeah, no, you got to hoard before. It up and put it in your cheeks.
Yeah, like we
got
to just – listen, try to be as happy as you can in the sun right now. Unless you live in – that. This is the Florida or the South, where we'll probably be fine. But like in Chicago, it's like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's going to
get bad. The winter is just – and people always talk about the summer in Chicago. Like it's this otherworldly. They're like, and then the trees are a lot. And I'm like, no. The winter is just so unbearable. The average summer is now like orgasmic to you people. It's just a summer. It's like
the
same as anywhere else.
The winter is when the drunk dad comes home and then the drunk dad's gone during the summer and you're like, oh, this is great. But no, it's not. It's sweaty and it's awful. But I've been going to this cabin. And,
yeah, where's the cabin at?
It's in like small town Wisconsin, and everybody who knows my buddy has been just like going up there. Spending weekends, so it's been kind of like pretty busy. So I go up there this weekend. It was like a couple weeks ago or whatever. And I always make sure with my buddy. I was like, okay, you guys are like cool with me coming, and there's a place for me to sleep. And they're like, yeah. And they've got like,
what? Why is that? Any plans? Or is like, hey, just to reiterate, so you guys don't mind me coming, right? It's like, yeah, totally. Because that's why I don't know. That just seems like a very insecure thing. Like, if I was gonna hang out with my friends, I'm like, hey, just to reiterate, so we're still friends, right? Like, I could still go through with this. Like, it just seems.
Well, I just
before I'm gonna
make
drive
sure
to a cabin, I imagine
like
that he
cool
would have laid
it.
On pretty heavy that it's okay for you to go to the cabin before you go to the cabin.
Well, this. This guy is not a good planner. Yeah, I've literally shown up.
Does he live in this cabin, or is this
no? This is just like his like a vacation spot. And I've made plans with him where I show up and people are like, "Oh, Nick's here. That's a surprise." And I've been
that's terrible. That's bad. Yeah. Especially if you're there for the whole week. Especially if you had it on your calendar, you're looking forward to it. It's your whole weekend. And
yeah,
then
I'm like, it's
there,
not supposed
like, oh,
to be.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I guess we'll accommodate this asshole. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Throw another chicken breast on the grill, I guess. We're not feeding the dog tonight. We got to feed fucking Nick's face.
Well, everyone obligatory talk to Nick for the next 48 hours and kind of entertain him. So.
But yeah, so everything's cool. I go up there. And now there's some other people there that I know. We're all hanging out. And one of the guys is like, hey, Nick, you're not sleeping in the bunkhouse with me. Because there's like, there's the cabin and there's the bunkhouse, which has like bunk beds in it. Because of coronavirus. And my buddy's mom is like, you're not sleeping in the cabin because of coronavirus. So I was like,
but
okay.
Aren't you hanging out in pretty close proximity to these people?
Yeah, I mean that's
like
the,
if you guys are out like chilling and you're next to each other, it's like it doesn't really matter where. It's like the damage is done. You know what I mean? It's like the damage is done.
We're sharing beer, we're sharing pot, we're eating.
Yeah, I mean
close
it's
together.
You're
like,
gonna you're
all,
pounding.
It's
not like hey, you ain't getting any of my covers because that's how it spreads. All right, I'm not getting coronavirus until the moment your head hits our futon. It's like that's not how it works.
But. My buddy's parents are like, don't worry about it. We got an air mattress for you, and you'll sleep in this screened-in porch. So I was like, all right, it's kind of like camping. I'll be fine.
It's kind of like that sounds like what would happen like on your last limb. You're like, hey, I'm withdrawing. My parents don't let me in. They're like, oh, where do we have an air mattress? We have an air screen porch. We'll get through this, son. Like, it's not really a vacation when someone's like, yeah, you can sleep on our porch, you guess. And you're like, I have nowhere to go. I'd go to my mom's, but I robbed her last week. Like,
it definitely did feel like a no room at the inn situation. Like I was going to have Jesus out there.
Everyone said no to him that day. Yeah. Nick's pregnant with our Lord and Savior. Yeah.
But so we're out playing cards in this screened-in porch I'm supposed to sleep in. And it
in
just starts.
Room. You're playing cards in your room, in your bedroom.
It just starts downpouring rain, like lightning storm, thunderstorm, like crazy rainstorm, and they're just like, oh, don't worry about it, Nick. This will pass by 10 p.m. This will pass. And so we're sitting out there playing cards to like prove a point. And there's wind and rain. Like rain is like coming in this thing, and like
so there's no way
wet.
That like the screened in porch is getting soaked. It's not, like, protected.
Oh, yeah, the inside of the porch is still getting, like, rain inside. There's water everywhere. And I'm just looking around at my friends, and they're all laughing because they're like, Nick's got to sleep in here. But sure enough, 10 p.m. comes around, and the rain starts, like, letting up a little bit, and everyone's kind of, like, drunk and tired. So my buddy's dad goes, all right, Nick, I'm going to grab your air mattress. And he starts walking towards, like, not towards...
Towards the wet porch.
No. He starts walking toward the shed. Not the cabin where I thought an air mattress would be. He starts walking towards the shed and then comes out of the shed with a full-on pool floaty. Like, one of those, like, I'm a mom, I'm drinking a cocktail in the pool.
Wait. These people are going to have you sleep on a wet porch on a pool floaty?
On a pool floaty with a sleeping bag.
Dude, this sounds like something you would wake up in after a bender. That's not something you knowably choose to have a good night. That's like, I woke up on a front porch sleeping on a pool floaty covered in blood. Like, that's not a thing you knowingly are like, hey, thanks for the pool floaty. Boy, thanks for having me at your cabin.
the craziness was they called it air mattress like 6 or 7 times.
Wait, so but it's like an inner tube?
No. It's like a long, like a lounge, like a lounger, like a like you could lay down on it, but it's just like an inflatable.
Oh, I've seen
those.
It's
a big balloon.
It's like inflatable.
It's a big.
So yeah, an air mattress in itself already is technically a big balloon, and it sucks. But this isn't even that. It's literally what someone would blow up in a pool, and they wanted you to sleep on it.
Yeah, he opened the door and then passed it to me like it was a beach ball. Like he palmed it to me.
They were like, "Hey, you guys want to hit around Nick's bed real quick in the back? Let's play around with Nick's bed. Whoever loses has to sleep on Nick's bed."
So it turned into like, "Oh man, I'm getting away this weekend. It's gonna be nice. Gonna sleep at the cabin." To me, sitting on this pool floaty in this porch, freezing cold. While there's, like, some rain coming in. And I just said, fuck it, dude. I couldn't do it. So I just broke into the cabin and slept on the couch.
Oh, did they know?
No. I woke up, like, early the next morning, like 5 or 6, and then ran back outside and kept sleeping outside. But I just
No, I mean, that was the move. Okay, first off, you're hanging out in close proximity, whatever COVID that it's done. And then it's like, they also don't deprive you of all. Call ahead of time and be like, hey, by the way, if you come over here, you're going to sleep on the porch.
You're
going to
sleep on a pool floaty. Don't call it an air mattress. No one's like, hey, that was so fun last night at the pool when we had all the air mattresses in the water. And we were
yeah, no one's ever said, hey, dude, hey, that's my air mattress in the water. You can't just be playing with that. Like, that's fucking insane. You can't. The fact that he got it for you, like, he was being nice too, and it's like, oh, okay, like, how you have to be like almost dead drunk to enjoy sleeping on a pool float, you know?
No, that's at that I was like, I'm not drunk enough for this. But you know, this podcast is called Fuck You Dad, but this episode specifically, fuck you Tim, okay?
Fuck you my friend's dad. Yeah, my friend's dad's a real fucking dick.
I mean, he's great. He's a sweetheart. But
that doesn't sound like that moment.
I was like,
not in that
buddy.
Moment. It wasn't exactly a shining moment for your friend's dad.
Help me, goddamn out. I mean, my dad would just yell at me for being there. Okay, but then give me a bed to sleep on.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna fundamentally make your life a living hell. But there's going to be a bed at some point of the equation. All right, my dad didn't believe in marriage or the government, but he believes in beds. You know, my dad. He might look at someone and think they're an agent from the CIA. He would not look at the pool floaty and go, that's an air mattress. He'd be like, that's too far. That's a fucking pool floaty, and you're not sleeping on that.
And now that I'm thinking about it, like, your dad, like, that would be a great way. That's the better way to get out of a marriage, I think. If you're going to get divorced, like, not be like,
No. It's not that it's me, it's you. It's like, I don't even believe in it on a fundamental level. It's not about if I don't love you. I just don't love the idea of marriage. It's such an insane
Trump is president, and what kind of government are we, like, empowering if Trump is president? I think we should just call it.
And also, you shouldn't get the courts involved to make me pay child support. Are you going to have this fucking police state track me down to force me to pay child support? Come on. Let's just be free. Let's get out of this scot-free. That is, it's an ingenious way now that I think about it.
Yeah, no, it's pretty incredible. But yeah, that was my cabin getaway. It was my dad's birthday the other day. I gave him a call because that's all I can afford to do right now. I was like, I can't get
this
you
is
a
your
gift.
Present knowing that your son is still alive.
I was like, Dad, listen, my pot dealer got fired and I had to pay more for my weed, so this is your present. It's just hearing my voice for 45 minutes. And he basically, we talked about was how pissed off he is at Trump.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, it's like there's a million better ways that you could handle this, and one of them is not doing nothing and then blaming it on everybody else. You know, I mean, that's literally, he handles the country the same way I handled, like, a group project in middle school, where I was like, no, it's fucking everybody else's fault, and I'm great. Like, it's just so insane. Like, even last night at the RNC, I didn't have a funeral for my grandfather who died because of coronavirus, and they had a party of people on the White House lawn. They might as well be making out with each other and coughing on Dr. Fauci's face on their way out. And I was like, oh. Just a giant fuck you to the whole country.
Dude, what is even, like, what is the RNC, bro? It is, like,
it's essentially just a man frothing at the mouth screaming the N-word for 45 minutes if you tuned in.
I mean,
it's just, it's literally just, so, I mean, they go out, they're just like, rah! And they're like, the streets will soon be flooded with just violence. Then it's like, first off, this is under your control. You can't be like, hey, guys, I'm the only one who can save the country from what I've done to the country. That's like, it's no one else is under. And then it's like, they invited the people that showed guns at protesters in St. Louis. Did you see that picture?
They've just, like the they've white totally
they lit. They were guest speakers. Do you understand? Those people in the it was like that meme. And they brought someone saw that and thought, we got to get them. And they gave a speech. They gave a speech.
And what are they? Just like insurance loan adjusters from whatever?
Yeah,
like,
that pulled out their shotguns on a, like, black teenagers outside. And then they just went on and were like, they want to end the suburbs. It's like, and it was, it's utterly insane. They had like a man cry comparing Joe Biden, who everyone on the left is mad at, myself included, for being like too far right. And they, he was crying comparing him to Fidel Castro.
It's just what
for
universe,
doing, you're like, you didn't realize he's not going to do anything either. It's like, what are you talking about? What are
also,
you saying?
Joe Biden's so fucking old, dude. He there's no way he even understand. Like, I was laughing at, you know, when Trump was like, I don't like TikTok. We got to get rid of TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that? I was laughing so hard at somebody trying to explain to Joe Biden what TikTok is so that he can bring it back.
It's little kids. Like, Dan's like, so wait, little kids dancing on their, hey, listen, man, you know. I was like in the debates at one point. I think he went, listen, and I play the record player. Help your kids out.
He's like one of the guys that'll call a TV set. You know? Yeah, and you're just like, oh, shit.
He really is that brand of old. I mean, you should all vote for him to not destroy our country, but you should also
watch. Oh, no,
watch
I'm voting
the clip.
For him. But here's the thing. Yeah. That's why I didn't watch the DNC. Like, you don't watch.
Oh, you don't.
You
it's
don't
done.
Watch,
I, don't, I
you don't
agree.
Watch, you don't watch your McDouble being made, okay? You just buy it and you eat it. And you don't
that's a
care
great point.
That it's
shit. That's a great
right?
point. You're like, listen, I just have to do it and I don't give a shit. It's, it's like, it's
I'm
in
drunk
the same
in
way
the drive through and I need
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's, I'm going to make a mistake. This is just what's going to happen. I don't need someone to sell me on this.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. It's a good point.
But, you know, vote for him, and then hopefully we can vote for somebody who knows what the fuck is going on next time.
Eventually at some point. Or we're recording this pod in Canada.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.